we bought in, you know, we've been buying in the last little while now. And when you have people pushing the same direction and buying into the same game plan and the same goal, these are the results you get. So when we do that, yeah, we're for real. And when we don't do it, then I think you see the flip side too. So I don't think there's I don't think we're content in this room. I think there's a lot of excitement with the way we've been playing, and you know, we just want to keep doing the same things and you know, continued success that makes the game a little bit more fun.
You got good stretch number four. Does this one feel different?
Well, it just feels like what I said, you know, that we just have everyone in the room willing to do what it takes to win. And I think last night was a perfect example of that. It wasn't a game where there was a lot of scoring chances. You know, I don't know what the shots were after two periods. It was some like 13-13 or something crazy like that. And you know, you didn't see guys trying to do too much offensively. And sometimes you start pressing, you want to get offense going, and that hurts you the other way. I think people were content to take the thing into overtime. And if we have to go to shootout, win in a shootout, then that was the way it was going to be. And you know, we stuck to the game plan, and we were able to create some scoring chances by doing that, and we were able to ultimately win the game, and that's what you need to do.
Now you're doing the extra work on the power play. What would you like to see there to try and help that?
Well, I think sometimes on the power play, you know, you need to throw out the book and just try to outwork the penalty kill. That's the simplest solution. You know, you can say things about getting shots and bodies at net, but at the end of the day, I think we just need to try to outwork the penalty kill. We do that, we're going to get our scoring chances, and we're going to put the puck in the net.